Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hey, everybody. Here it is, Friday. Thank God, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yes, so hi, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I will be your psychic love doctor for the next hour or so. This right here, if you're watching us
this,
on Facebook
not
Live.
Not him, this thing. It.
This man sitting here, this is Jimbo Baggins. And I'm sure many of you are familiar with him. He's our token male for the show. And he represents all of his gender.
Well, not nowadays.
That's true. And over to my left, who you do not see if you're on Facebook, that is our very own, very luscious and beautiful Veronica.
That's right.
And she wears so many hats that she's too busy to be on the air and share her loveliness with all
exactly.
of you.
That's exactly why I'm not up there.
And she will be giving you a rebel card reading right after I give you a personal prophecy card reading. So don't, when you call in, don't hang up right away. Yes.
International shout out to Whitney from Australia.
Whitney.
Quite a long ways away. And Whitney,
yay.
Phone calls, you can messenger in if you're friends with Deborah Lee. Otherwise, just stand by. We'll get to you guys. We'll do you folks when we get gaps. So if you're patient, we shall get to you.
Yes.
Most likely. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go back
so
to you now.
We'll kind of hurry here.
With the cart. Well, there's no rush.
Well, I want to make the clarification.
Yeah.
To those who might be listening and you're new. We are not using tarot. This is not Oracle, not angel cards, or any of the other beautiful systems that are out there. I have nothing bad to say about any one of them, only that this is the only one that I've actually learned. I am the only living subject matter expert
of how?
Yeah.
I think it's either because it's yeah. you. It's, I think it's of if you talk about a
of
subject.
This method.
Yeah.
And I have others that have learned from me, which we can talk about later. So anyway, just be aware. We're using regular, and I'm showing you on Facebook Live, regular, ordinary playing cards.
Poker size.
Poker.
Yes. That's preference for her. Poker.
And please bear in mind, I don't care who gives you a reading.
Right.
Remember that
remember.
Their insights, their predictions, their perceptions are not cast in stone, and neither are my own. When we give you a reading, as you'll be getting this evening, bear in mind that the future is very fluid, and it tends to fluctuate not only from your own choices that you make on a daily basis, but those around you. Their choices impact yours as well. But you'll be surprised to find how much actually does occur as was predicted in your reading.
Nice.
And that's all I have to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will move on to the non-card side of this, the communication side.
Yes.
And we want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That's our show disclaimer. Okay, it kind of goes along with what you said about the whole future thing.
I need to start giving up.
Right.
Yeah, so that you don't, you know, if you're brand new and you are so overwhelmed by your card reading, you think, I'm just going to quit that job,
right.
You know, sell everything I own, and I am off to see the wizard.
Off to Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Okay, and anyway, that's our disclaimer. We also want to let people know whether you're listening on Blog Talk and can contact us, or if you're a Facebooker, If you're international, let us know. We'll give you an international shout-out.
That's right. We want to know where you're from.
We already had Whitney from Australia here.
Yes, yep. Where it is already Saturday.
It's the opposite of everything, including the seasons. Yep.
And I hear their toilet water goes the other
it
direction,
does.
Too.
It does. It's Southern Hemisphere. It spins the other way.
I hear that.
That's amazing.
Same in the UK and Ireland.
Mm.
What?
Same in the UK and Ireland.
Well, they're the same as us. It's Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere thing.
Well, somebody will have to join
us. Just talked about it on there in the UK.
It's Northern Hemisphere, like, Southern Hemisphere.
The toilet's already, and I'm like, what?
Negative ghostwriter.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, not that it really matters, but yeah, that's a true statement. Anyway, I'm totally sidetracked. Where the hell was I? Oh, yeah, I know. Back to the comms. Number, there's three methods to call us. One is the regular phone number. And that number is 515-602-9676. That's the Blog Talk phone number. You can Skype that number also, like you can any number, anytime, no matter where you are on this planet. You can Skype into that number, and we get them. Anyway, once you get through, you'll hear some automated stuff. It's very clear. It's going to tell you what's going on. You'll go in a queue, and you'll listen to the show. And we will see you. You will not be forgotten. Don't think it's like when you call your local government or something like that.
Oh, boy.
Your approximate wait time is 4,000 years. It's not going to be like that. We got you. We watch you. You know. And you get to listen to the show. You're not going to hear some horrible elevator music that makes you want to shoot yourself in the back of the head or something. You know, nothing like that. It's the show, which is what you would like. A lot of people actually like to listen to the show. We had a caller, remember, on Wednesday, that a brand new caller. She says, I just kind of want a general radio. She's brand new. And Deb's like, well, you know, she explained the general thing. She goes, I'll just go back to listening. I was like, no, we got you here. Let's work with you. She's like, I just really enjoy listening. I thought I'd call. And, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
So some people, point is, some people enjoy listening. All right. The other way to call in is Messenger, Facebook Messenger. You have
the portal that we use.
That's the platform
it'll
we
look
use.
Like this.
You could have that. You could have a tablet, desktop. And you could have anything.
Right. We're not going to turn this toward the international audience.
I don't need to be there.
No. Yeah, and plus you can just go audio only. A lot of people do.
Yeah, you don't have to do a video.
And a lot of people do that also because it can get choppy if you don't have some kick butt connection and bandwidth with the video is extra data that you don't actually need. So it's up to you. And also for you Facebook folks, don't just randomly call in. Like, the full people can call in. We have a good hold system and automatic queuing and stuff, but Facebook is Facebook. We can't put you on hold. We can't do anything except kill your call for right in the middle of something. So we will tell the Facebook folks when it is time to messenger us.
Right.
And the third way is the folks that can't call and can't messenger us. If you're sitting there watching us, viewing us on Facebook Live, be patient. Especially on Friday, because Friday's everybody's out doing their thing. We'll get some breaks. We'll be able to get to you folks if you can just hang tight. Okay?
Some Fridays we have tons of calls and some very few.
Right, yeah, it's weird. And as far as the regular phone, you know, you're going to be on hold when you're waiting because that's what all normal human beings that aren't insane do. Get off a speakerphone because it comes out bad on our end typically. Bluetooth, same thing. If you're driving, you got to do what you got to do, but just be advised, it might not work out. We might have to say goodbye. It has happened. And even if you're off speakerphone, sit down, relax, chill. Don't walk around and multitask because it gets choppy. It gets choppy when it finally gets to us. So, yeah, I mean, background noises, all that stuff. If you're in a mall or something like that, we're going to work with you, but we can't promise we're going to hear you. So please do what you can with your background noise. You got children. Dogs, giraffes running around. If you happen to have a neighborhood gas chamber, you can send them there for a while. You know.
Right. The daycare, the local daycare.
Give them a big NyQuil cake to play with. I've seen it, you know, something like that. Children's NyQuil, of course. Okie dokie, folks. We got the callers also and just all came in at the exact same time.
Well, wonderful.
So let me see. Before I go to it, I got to do my thing and set up. Because I am a multitasker.
And Jim is your host there in the Psychic Love Doctor show.
Ew.
Yeah, arena.
For those that are viewing us, I'm also there, just like you viewers, but I will talk to you.
Arena.
You know.
Arena? Yes.
All right, let's rock and roll to caller number one, which is going to be, I believe, it is area code 630. You are calling number one.
Well, hello there.
From Illinois, that is.
Illinois.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. Well, how's everybody?
Thank you for calling. You're the first one. Mm-hmm. We welcome you. And your first name is?
Lisa.
Oh, hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi.
You've called us before, have you not?
I don't think so.
Oh, well then, stand by.
Lisa, you're a brand new caller. You'll never have to hear that.
Hey, we also have a Facebook Live viewer, Ronnie. It's their first time, her first time, too.
Yay.
Not there, her.
Well, I'll tell you what,
I should
Lisa,
call her plural.
That you are now a member of the family, so you will not be a newcomer anymore. So tell us a little about yourself and what you'd like me to gain in my cards.
Okay, yeah, so what I'd like looked at, so I'm looking, I really want to move later this year. Yeah. And I had a roof leak. I'm in a condo building, and they have to fix it. Like, they did part of it, but then they have to do some wooden thing for the bottom decking, which is like an all-day thing, and it has to be warm. Weather's been horrible the month of April, so I do understand that. She said it has to be 50 degrees and not raining. So I wonder, do you see this happening? Like, I was going to call in a couple weeks because now it's like more than 50 and there's more sunny days, and it should get done. I mean, this was from like November. They had to seal it up and do different things, part of it, you know, in the winter.
What kind of work are you referring to?
It's roofing, right?
Yeah.
So now
the weather's going to be better.
Yeah. Are you in an apartment or are you in a rented house?
So it's a condo. And,
condo.
You know, they're responsible. Yeah. And they, you know, the company has to come out and do it. And, I mean, they pay for that. Plus, you know, need to get my place painted, like the ceiling. I got to get it repainted in the living room. So I just wondered, do you see her, like, I feel like I really need to get this done soon because something's telling me deep inside, like, don't even look for a property until this problem's fixed. Because if I find something, I can't just buy and then sell right away until this is fixed. I want to have the situation under control. So if I bought something 3 or 4 weeks later, I could put this on the market if I bought something that went through.
So glad you brought that to our show. Cards are very, when it comes to things like this, they're very literal and tend to be extremely specific. So you would know if this work will commence soon and be finished.
So that she can buy and sell something else. Or buy
sell
and buy
something else. Yeah, all right, I'm going to that it should be soon, you know, like once it's 50 and it's sunny, but they didn't make a date, and she said it should be done.
All right, I'm going to lay out your cards now, Veronica, to chat with you. For those who are interested, those who are new to Lisa, I use a full 24-card layout instead of just drawing a few random cards. I prefer to see the whole enchilada, if you will. I use in my private sessions, but we normally in a session will lay them out many times.
Oh, yeah, there's no, like, you only get one reading because it's free, a lot of people, and we have a limited
show. Right.
When you arrange for private readings, it's your block of time. The time you decide, and you can lay the cards a million times.
Right.
Billions and billions, like Carl said.
So what do you see with the management company?
Just let you know she's laying down the cards now, and it's a
okay,
it's,
yeah, because the connection's kind of bad. I'm kind of hearing you, but not hearing you.
She's laying down cards right now, and it takes a while because she lays a lot of cards on. Like, she's reading.
Yeah, and remember, we post the show on Facebook after, plus I think Blog Talk.
Possibly you could find. I think you can find archive shows. So if you ever get
I mean, I'm just gonna listen and connect now as much as I can.
Okay. We are gonna move forward. All right, Deb, the cards are down.
Well, here's the spaghetti. My feeling is you kept referring to, was this your point of contact, a female for the situation?
Yes.
Okay. they are trying to find the cheapest team that they can get. And it's been a little bit slow in that regard. I know they can't, you know, change out a roof pouring rain, but there may still, hoping there will not be more delays. However, the cards are saying prepared if there are.
Yeah.
And just realizing that the minute they start that job, they're not going to abandon it.
She's right to be cautious. You shouldn't commit to a place until that one is done, because who knows what? They could get fired.
The company,
it's the same company that they've had for years that installed the roof that they use. So you don't see them, like, doing it right away, or I'm going to have to contact them and then the board?
I think if nothing else, remember, the squeaky with the grease. And this may not seem like a priority project right now.
You might have to complain if you have a condo association, just keep, you know, on their door if that's the process you have.
And they're very smart to wait, not just only because you to be stuck between a rock and a hard place where you bought something else and you haven't sold this one, but also cards are saying the market will be better.
That's interesting you're saying that, because there's a crash with the stock market. So much is happening now. Mm-hmm. Prices have to go down a little bit later this year.
Don't care. It's going to be great timing. They're going to get that roof installed, you know, lickety split. And for right now, just look at it this way. The timing isn't right now to, you know, make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So wait, and it will get fixed.
So
and
you
will
think
be on
that
it.
Like I just have to ask her for a date, and then if she doesn't give it, then speak with the board.
Yes. I would definitely do that. Right. So you don't get lost in the shuffle.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Do you think they'll do it within a couple months?
Oh, I think sooner than that, hon.
Okay, so just kind of be squeaky a little bit, because I don't want to get on bad terms with anyone. I knew this company for years, the management company. And even if I leave later this year, I don't want to leave on bad terms and yell and scream.
Always start with an apology. I apologize for bothering you.
Right, but I'd like to know when this will get done.
Right.
Okay, should I tell them that I want to move, or don't even mention that? Just say that the roof, you know, it's
I wouldn't
just
mention that. So don't mention that. They don't have a need to know yet.
No.
Okay.
But
she
just
all
like
right.
your roof
here thing. Here is your.
Stand by for your rebel card reading, and everybody else stand by.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wait now. Wait.
Stand by for your. You have one more card reading.
Now remember, this card reading called Rebel Card Cards. They are very bold, and what's the other word you use?
Blunt.
They're like telling you like it is.
It's a blunt version.
It's not a donut shop. Cigar.
So whatever you are thinking about, now is not the time.
Right.
So I'm thinking that.
Oh my God, that's so crazy. So it's just saying the way, because that, you know, like you could buy something and it's so expensive, and then things go down later this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Air on the side of caution.
You are going to get a great deal, and the time will be right on your new home.
Right.
You think you'll find a new home eventually later this year?
I do. And, hon, Lisa, we are on the air here three times a week. Everybody should know this. Fridays and Wednesdays, we're here at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Mondays, it's 6 p.m., and we're on newsflow.com.
We have to limit the amount of time.
Right.
Not now.
Okay, great. I'll check back with you in a few months and tell you. I'll check back and tell you that you were probably right, you know, what you said.
Thank you. Bye-bye,
all right,
honey.
We shall talk.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, before we go to our next callers, because we have quite a few. First of all, to the folks that wanted a messenger.
No.
Go ahead. Not now.
Allison,
Hey, Alice, I didn't get a chance to talk to all you international folks or anybody on the break didn't get it. You can't messenger us until we ask because we can't put you on. There's no hold.
Yeah.
Facebook does not have a hold system. Back up and start doing the international shout-outs that came rocking in. I got to back up to here. We got I missed Allison, who I believe is from England, right?
Yes.
Right?
I'm
I don't know about sure. Michelle. Michelle, they are from, obviously.
South Africa.
Helen, for a fact.
What?
Helen was a fact from the UK.
Yeah.
Helen,
boy, we're international tonight.
She's got a whole bunch of stuff up. And we hope maybe she can call us. We have Laura from Canada that we know.
Laura.
Michelle is from UK.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Right. I got our 4,000 international shout-outs.
4,000?
1,000 billion. But we're going to get to the messenger folks.
Yes.
Allison,
you're in the queue with us.
Well, in our brain.
Yeah.
We got you. But we got to get through the... That was for me, and I'm going to start that.
All righty then.
And okay, on to our next callers. As fast as we get through the callers, and they, plus they want to be along, we can get to you, messenger folks. So do not messenger us. Speaking of color, it's going to be 917 from the state of New York. 917 caller, you're on.
Hi, New York. What's your first name, please?
Hi, it's Tina.
Tina. Why are you bugging?
How are you doing, sweetheart?
Hi. It's called a better psychic Friday.
Psychic Friday.
Yes, excuse
Everyone
me.
Everyone has a party, right? The psychic Friday.
Yeah, oh yeah. So what's happening in Tina's world?
I would like to ask about a teacher and my relationship left.
Teacher, what
do you
think?
And how
do
you?
It's an IO class. It's an IO class. I just wanted to see what he'll get from this professor.
Now, are you sweet on, or what's the deal here?
No, I'm about a grade. No,
yeah,
I want to ask about a teacher for the grade.
She
okay.
strictly wants to know educationally.
Okay. If
yeah,
have,
it's a lady
a
teacher.
Program.
If you're going to be happy with the grade.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
What's going on with her towards me? Mm-hmm.
All right. And the other thing is about your relationship with whom?
Who?
Do we know?
What's his name?
Todd.
That's right. Okay.
So we are more than. People, we are more than friends now.
No, it's still I'm still working on school, so I just want to see what we have for that. Yes, there has me.
Does he text you and things like that?
Yeah,
that's good. That seems to be modern dating.
Do we want to be more than friends?
It is a new
that's
thing.
What's happening? Want to be more than friends and want to be lovers.
Yes, because I'm getting ready to graduate, so my focus, I can give a little more time to that now.
You can get a little bit more phone. Got it. Okay. Friends.
Now, I'm curious, Tina. I wonder why you're concerned about this grade. Are you worried
the teacher,
about it?
She's a teacher. She's just a little funny acting.
Like... nasty or bitchy or
yeah, she's a little bitchy. I turn in work early, and just like we're in graduate school, so some teachers still like to treat us like we're a little kid. So she, I can't really read her. I think that she's nice, but I turned the paper
I think you would love to have gotten a real high grade, but you're going to get a decent grade, if that makes sense.
In other words, it's
I need an A. I need an A, because if she's acting like that, I cannot get out of the class.
Ew,
so I can't have my GPA affected because of her personality. I can't do that. I already contacted the president, but we've only had a couple of assignments, but she just told me she was going to take a few points off for something over the weekend.
I'm going to take another quick look. I didn't like that vague answer either.
Thank you.
Remember,
thank you.
I never rush these during the show. If somebody calls up with a real concern, it isn't about quantity here. It's about quality.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Of course.
Okay. So I want to tell you that my rebel cards got wet, so they can't be shuffled. But I am mixing them together like soup.
Thank you.
Mixing the ingredients together, and I hope that whatever the cards do end up laying out.
Maybe you'll have to iron them.
I cannot believe it. All the water bottles got wet, so that's what happened.
You can iron them, and then if they're sticky, you can put them in a paper bag with talcum powder.
Oh, really?
That's the trick for...
Oh, so they will...
That's a trick. When we were very young, we couldn't afford to buy new cards as children when they were getting all sticky. You put them in a paper bag with some baby powder, shake, take, rattle, and roll, and they're good as gold.
Well, Tina, I got to tell you, if you don't get it precisely that A you want, I think you're going to have to talk with her. All right. Let's prepare. How does that saying go?
It's prepare for the worst, hope for the best. But she's looking for a reading where she might dump the class. And I might dump
the class and sue her. We don't play those games here. We don't punk around here. I will go to the courthouse and sue her.
This is almost like a disclaimer we tell everybody.
We
don't want to give one single read to somebody make a drastic decision on this one
I was gonna I'm thinking of that on my own. Even if I didn't talk to you, I was thinking about that.
Okay, all right. That's okay. Just want to make sure.
So you all aren't responsible for anything.
I think that if your grade, it's not going to be a bad grade. It just might be a B, not an A.
Well, then she's dumping. She wants an A and nothing else.
Well, then I think that
that's it.
Yeah, right. College, can you appeal a grade?
But you might lose it. You're probably going to lose, especially in graduate school.
Okay. Well, I wish your cards were more
positive.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah. So she's at the
and
point.
And you've already said the teacher's funny.
Yeah.
Right. And she's at the
she's
point.
Funny. She's funny acted. When I turned to work in like 2 or 3 weeks early, she didn't say anything about that. So I turned more than one thing in early. So it's like, oh, I turned something. I had something important happen over the other day that distracted me. So when I told her, she was like, okay. But when I told the president's office, they're telling her that she can't act like that.
Yes, exactly. And the thing is, here, I'll tell you about this teacher. She lets her personal life affect how she acts professionally.
Oh.
So, yes, her personal life, it's not the best. And that woman needs to learn how to park it outside of the university.
Oh, she needs to put her captain's hat on when she enters the building.
Yeah. So that's the real issue. But these cards sometimes will give one sense of a thing.
True.
But she's at a point now where her window is limited. She has to make a decision very soon. You either drop it or you continue on and you get the grade you get, right?
When are you going to get your grade? No?
Well, we'll be finished probably like May 15th, something like that. But the thing is that I have a rapport with my university, so they know that I will, like I said, I have a 4.0, so they know that I'll report something. And they take up for us, so I'm really, grateful for that. It's just if you don't say anything, then they won't know. But I say something. So I was helping someone with a domestic violence situation. That's why I forgot the assignment over the weekend. So the university is like, she was helping someone. It's not like she just forgot about it. So that's what I'm saying. She needs to acknowledge that I turned it in early. I turned all the other assignments in early. So why are you upset?
Well, like I said, her personal life affects the way she behaves professionally, which is not right.
No.
Is she old or is she younger?
No, she's like 40-something, but she seems a little stoic. You're right. Like, that's what I'm saying. We can't really take her. And I think she came from, like, you could just tell she had a hard time. So she might think that, we have it a little easy. That's how some people are sometimes.
And you know what, Tina? I just laid them all out for you again. And the more I lay them out, the more information I get. There's also a situation here where she looks at you and thinks that this has been too easy for you. So she's going to be a little harder on you. And that's not really right.
I told the president, and she can't do that. Just like, judges have judicial committees. they have that for, like I said, I have a track record. So if I haven't really had any problems with any other professors, then they're going to look at her.
Here's one thing I can tell you. This will get sorted out. If it is not the grade that you believe you should have, it'll get sorted out and you will be, it'll be resolved and you will walk away very satisfied. You know, maybe it's time for this woman to move on to another career. Maybe she should manage a Wendy's or an Arby's now.
Exactly, because I told her, exactly, I told her we looked up the president's salary, and she said, why would you do that? And I'm like, I'm going for my doctorate. Why wouldn't I think of being the president of a university? Like, why are you thinking so low? So you're right. She does think that about me.
You irritate her a little bit because
you're awesome.
It comes to you easy. You're sharp.
Right.
You don't really need her. And that bruises her ego.
Right.
I wanted to tell you quick about Todd. Todd really wants to have a relationship with you, but he's afraid that you're too busy and
that
he's not, have I?
Not top priority.
Yeah, and he just worries that he won't measure up to your expectations, but he holds you in very high esteem.
He said, and I am going to be doing two doctorates at the same time, but that won't affect it any.
Well, then maybe you need to encourage him a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, when summer comes, invite him to the beach or, you know, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm an overachiever and I have a, you know, the obsessive personality, but I always try to help everyone. So
you
I
know
just, you know, do it by myself. I don't, you know, I'm not arrogant towards anybody.
Tina, it is still in your cards that you are going to be a star in your ministry.
Yeah.
If those two can even, you know,
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying. I had a classmate that was in a domestic violence situation with 8 kids, and I stopped to help her.
Well,
I was doing ministry. That's exactly what I was doing.
There you go, and you keep being that, Tina.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, we're going to have to move on, sweetheart. And
okay.
Sure look, hang in there.
Are you ready?
No, it's okay. I don't need the rebel card. You could just go to the next person. I don't want to hold up the show.
No, we have to do this.
No, we got to do the rebel.
We don't feel shame.
We have to.
Listen up.
Oh.
Because you need it. Rebel. Because F it.
The card means rebel.
Rebel.
Because fuck it.
Because F it.
Yes.
That's letting you know. If you need to do it.
You
gotta
it.
Do it.
It's right. Stand up for yourself.
Stand up for yourself, exactly.
No,
as the woman
up for her. I stood up for her. I stood up for the woman too. And then the man called me. After she left the man I was abusing her for 12 years and I brought her to my house, he had the nerve to call me. That's why I turned the assignment in late. I was oh my God. Now, yeah, so I was like, that's crazy. Me helping somebody else and somebody ends up calling me.
Well, be careful, honey, with what you're
careful.
Doing. I don't see danger for you, but you never know
thank
when
you.
You're dealing with crazies that are out there. You know,
well,
be
thank
careful.
You all for your time. Yes. Thank you for
all
our
right.
rebel card. I'm going to remember that. F it.
Have a blessed
you never
weekend.
Know.
Yes, that's right. F it. Have a blessed weekend and call us soon.
Bye.
What a cool.
Thank you.
I love it. Take care, Tina. We love you.
I love you. Bye.
But she's been with us for years, everybody.
Yes,
yeah.
But still.
And I thought that was a great card for her. And see, now she knows what, you know, intuitively holds potential to occur about that grade. Rather than it hitting her right between the eyes, you know, like a bullseye. That's why Tina knows the scoop. And can go in if she has to, loaded for bear.
Yeah.
All righty. Take us away there.
Oh, it's on me, is it?
Mr. Baggins.
All right, well, since we've destroyed the hump and we're well over it, let's go back and remind everybody that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. I'm not going to give the number. Our next caller is from area code 779. It is from Illinois, 779.
Well, Illinois. Welcome.
Illinois.
Yep. We know who this is. Hello, my
of
love.
Of course you
How
do.
Are you?
I'm okay.
All right, Teresa, tell us what's happening in your world today?
It's been quiet, so that's good.
Yes.
But I'm still up in arms because I'm done. When I hit done, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're my father. I don't care who you are. I'm done.
Word up.
I don't like being that way, but you can only take so much before you're done. So,
that's
anywho,
true.
I just kind of need a little bit of guidance. I'm going to a fun fair this weekend. I got a lot on my plate going on, but I'm just trying to figure out what else I need to do or if there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
So you're going to a fun fair?
Fun.
Well,
fun.
I'm going to a horse fair, and I'm going to go see friends. Like, I'm actually going to go do something fun for once.
Well, that sounds like a great break from everything.
Ah, love the smell of the manure.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well,
he does like the smell of manure.
So what would you like me to look at for you, Teresa?
Projected future.
Okay.
You know where she stands.
That's going to give you a nice breath of fresh air,
yeah.
too.
You know, we know she's been calling this for enough where you know where she stands on her future.
Uh-huh.
We got you. We understand.
We got your back, boo.
We do.
Word up on that, dog.
We got your back.
All right, I'm laying them out as we speak.
As we speak.
Okay.
Yeah, the cards are going down. She knows. She knows the deal from the wonderful, she's from the wonderful land of Lincoln.
Yes. Too many, what is
not that wonderful?
Cornfield.
Yeah. I thought I was going to hear worse, but that was very nice of her to be very subtle about it. I was not that impressed with the great state of Illinois.
No,
it's a beautiful state. Don't get me wrong. It's just, it's politics and the people here are just, it's awful.
That reminds me of California.
Does it?
Wonderful.
It's basically California, but landlocked.
Yeah, wonderful climate, wonderful this, wonderful that, but the politics, it makes you just want to power vomit on yourself.
Power vomit.
Okay, I will give you the good news first, okay?
Yes, we like that.
The good news first is, wow, you've got an awesome opportunity coming to you. There's a male figure here. He's a club, which means he's a visionary. He's into humanity. I'm not seeing this as a romantic connection. I see this as something professional for you. And
okay.
It's going to be an avenue for you to be able to start making some better money than you're doing right now, way better money. Okay. All right. Then I'm also seeing that if you feel like everything is a drudge for you, it's a drag. You know what? Once you get your professional life in order, things are really going to fall into place for you. This reminds me very much of my youngest son who he's been a struggler. I mean, he's really hot at what he does as a industrial welder, but he couldn't connect with the right job. And he would even sometimes say suicidal things to me. Yeah. And I would tell him, your cards, my dear, tell me that you are not suicidal. To him, I would say this. You need to feel fulfilled professionally, and life is going to show you a brand new day. And you have the very same indication in your cards too, that you are heading toward, and it's going to be about doing something you truly love. Because I don't know, what do you do now, drive trucks?
Well, I'm trying to drive semi, and I don't know if that's going to be the love of my life, but what I really want to do is homestead and have my own, like, organic farm business, like sell chicken eggs and, you know, because we're trying to build a chicken coop. I got 40 freaking chickens in my basement right now and about 20 in the incubator. I've gone chicken crazy.
That basement must smell very lovely.
It's not bad. I keep it real clean.
Well, you keep that dream alive because I wouldn't be surprised this man that I'm seeing is coming along to partner with you. He's got the money. He can bring... You've got the vision, we'll say. You've got, you know,
he does too, though.
But he's got the bankroll for it.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm looking for. I've been looking for a man with the same thought process as me to get together and be like, hey, do you want to, like, get together and, like, buy some land and, like, build a chicken coop and, like, maybe buy two baby cows? That's kind of, like, what I'm looking for.
And that's how I believe it will begin. And for you taking this nice break, this is important for you because you're going to be back in the battle trenches with your dad next week. All right? Eventually, the family is going to have to make a decision. He's on a downward spiral. I think he's just going to get meaner and meaner, partly due to did you say he had a doctor's appointment?
He just went to Madison yesterday to the VA for his doctor's appointments. I don't know what they were for. I'm not privy to any information.
Sure. I'm sure. And hopefully he went to a good VA. So anyway.
Well, I think it's pretty good up there. They're not bad. But they're not really in charge of his heart issues. They were looking at, I think, his feet or something because he's got diabetic feet.
Oh, boy.
So,
well, he
it's under control, but it's not under control. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't want to be like this. I don't want to fight with him. I don't. I just, you know, I just want peace in the house. And I don't know how to make peace with somebody who's so negative and hateful.
Well, you know what? A lot of it is due to his, there's deterioration of his mind. It's deteriorating.
Yeah.
And there's no way to please somebody like that.
Okay.
You know, if you try to pat him on the hand and say, oh, Dad, I understand, he'll just flare up again.
Yeah, we talked about it her last call.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'll just have to treat it. I think, though, that I'm – now, remember, I am not a doctor.
Negative.
I know you're not. Yeah.
I can tell you things that I perceive. I'm getting the message. Your father may very soon have a stroke that will be the beginning of the end for him. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
I don't want my
dad to, you know, go on bad terms. I mean, but I can't. My mental health is so deteriorated right now, and my drive and my happiness is, and I'm just trying to find that little bit of flame just to keep me going.
And you know what,
you know?
Therese? He's not the man that you used to know long ago.
Right.
No, he's not. And see, when you have the vision in your head when you were a kid, you're like, okay, that was my dad back then. But then when you actually sit down with the family members and you start talking about your childhood and you go, really? No. And then you live with your father and you see how he, and you know, you're like, you don't, like when you're not in the mix of it and your siblings are telling you certain things, you're like, no, he did not. And they go, yes, he did. And then you come home to it and you're like, damn, they were right. To know that this has been going on and the way he's been treating my mother for the last 30 years, it's just such a Debbie Downer.
Have you thought about maybe getting some online therapy for yourself? There's several that are very inexpensive.
I've thought about it. I've thought about it, you know.
It might really help you, you know, because
you know,
what life is going to bring to your father and the family, but you are the most important for her.
Well, I agree, and I'm just curious. We heard a weird noise, like she was in a submarine surfacing. We heard bubbles. We thought we heard bubbles.
Oh no! I'm sitting. I'm at work. I'm sitting out in my tug, and I'm watching the planes take off.
Oh, okay. That would make
sense. That was weird. It sounded like she was in a submarine. I heard bubbles.
Teresa, your homework.
Yeah, no, that was a jet taking off.
Your homework for me is to go and have a wonderful time and keep all of these troubles out of your mind. And now a rebel card.
Yeah, stand by for your rebel card reading. Do not disconnect.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sure.
Perfect, too. It says detox. Drink a smoothie, unfriend that bleep hole, and throw some crap out.
That sounds good.
I think you going to this horse show thing is really
It doesn't necessarily mean physical detox. Detox your subconscious, you know,
I really hope that I'm going to see some old friends and I hope to reconnect with them and just have a good time.
Well, that would be great.
Exactly.
So take care, hon. Have a great weekend.
I will.
And check in with us.
We'll do. Love you. Love you guys. Thank
you.
Bye.
Bye bye, sweetheart.
All right, love you. Bye.
Bye, Teresa.
Has she ever come out here?
I've not. She used to live here.
Yeah, I know.
Did you physically know her?
I knew her physically.
Oh, see that she did. I didn't.
Yeah, and it's very strange how you meet people.
Well, I feel like I have a picture of what she looks like in my head, but she must not look like.
You know how that works when you hear voices like radio shows.
Yeah.
They never, ever, 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 ever look like you.
She's
you know?
A very.
It's hilarious.
Very lovely, attractive.
Dark hair color.
Yes, long like yours. And the thing is, she's got a very. She's got a personality. Where if she's got shit in her mouth, she's going to say, I got shit in my mouth.
Okay.
All right, what do we got now? How about Allison?
Everybody dropped. And I would like to open up the floor to phone callers or Facebook Messenger folks.
That would be nice.
Everything is open. Allison, now you can Messenger us. You shall be next.
Yeah.
Well, she tried, you know. She tried. Well, she's from not this continent.
No. It's late where she is.
Yes.
I wish that we haven't talked with Terry Stewart.
Bingo.
All right, Allison, get ready. You're on deck.
A very patient woman she is.
Yes. Hello, Allison. So good to connect. How are you doing?
I'm good.
And how's your weather?
It's beautiful.
Oh,
that's what we like to hear.
Yes, lovely.
Wunderbar.
So tell us, what's on your mind, hon, and what can we look in the cards for you?
We got 13 minutes left.
Future? Anything
future-wise? And anything more? I mean, how's your work? Do you have a relationship? I can't remember all your details right now.
I'm not in a relationship.
Okay.
I work at the minute.
Yes. You're in retail, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Yeah.
She is indeed.
I've always loved working in retail. Too bad there's no money in it, but
I know.
Yeah.
But it's some money at least.
Do we know where you are in the UK?
In between Liverpool and Manchester.
Manchester.
Yes.
So that really helped you out a lot there with that there description.
Yes, because Youngblood is from Manchester, and that's where I know.
Who the hell is Youngblood?
Youngblood.
He's a young kid.
Allison, do you know who Youngblood is?
Did you know the other place she said?
No.
So then you don't know
don't
where
either.
She's talking about.
I know Manchester.
I'm between a place you knew and some place you've never heard of.
Well, I was just thinking about her accent. That's all.
Okay, let's see. I think we've got some good stuff here for Allison. All right, Allison, for your future, I'm seeing that you as a socialite, there's going to be an upswing.
Woo-hoo!
Where I feel that you're going to spend social time. And it looks like that it's in, say, a pub or a dancing nightclub. Pub, yeah.
I do like
puppies. And friends. I see lots of friends around and you having a wonderful time. Excuse me. And very possibly meeting the next love of your life.
Ooh,
because there is one coming. There is definitely one coming. And truthfully, got to tell her, you're going to have a choice of two. Two different, and they are
really
as different as night today. But they each have wonderful qualities. That's coming. In your professional life, in your working life, I feel that you're eventually going to take there's going to be a bit of a curve in the road, and you're going to move on. Now, I don't understand a lot about your, say, their commercial system over there, but I could see you moving up into, say, like a buyer's position. Yeah, you have buyers, correct? That will go out and select the next season's collection.
Ooh,
and
I
if
like
not
that.
Where you work, that job is coming up. Okay. I really feel you have a very strong fashion sense and would do well as a, what do they call them, a personal
shopper?
No.
Personal fluffer?
No.
Fluffer.
No fluffers. Stylist, like celebrity stylist. You know, we have to remember when we look at readings of this nature, potential way bigger than what we think it is. And that's who you want to, yeah, you may want to
can't touch
send
it.
Us a little few minutes. Helen, sit tight. We'll get to you next. Anyway, you have very great things coming. I feel as you head into, say, September feels really good to me. Maybe even August. But I feel
September,
there's going
so
to be
August,
yeah a change of residence coming. And you will really enjoy the move, probably just locally. You know, I'm not talking about moving across country. But I do feel, hon, that you're going to find you have a great big future in front of you, professionally, love-wise. Now, do you have any children now?
I've got one.
You do? Well, how would you feel about having more?
Oh, boy.
No,
more.
We
well, then,
that too.
Then what Grandma would say is keep your knees crossed and your mind on Jesus. That's what Grandma
right.
would say.
Yeah, we'll be doing all the above.
Okay. Anyway, let's go to your rebel card.
Allison, here is your rebel. That project, that person, that idea is waiting. Get after that, shiz. The world has your back.
Yes, I like it. That's definitely for you, Allison. Start thinking big. You know, I think it was Grandma used to say, reach for the stars and you can at least get the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true. So think big, dream big. You got nothing to lose. Thank you, Allison. Have a lovely, have a great weekend. All right.
Yeah, I will do. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Terrific. Now, you said Helen had a lot. And you hope.
Did not know.
Okay. Call us back right now.
And Helen's okay as well, right?
Helen.
Call back. You call her. Hopefully you don't do that cross thing.
Yeah.
Where you try to call each other at the same time.
But Helen's okay, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, from way back.
Helen. Hello there. Oh, I see you. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's putting the light on. Yeah. Oh, look at you.
How are you?
Gosh, you really, you are gorgeous.
I love your hair.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. Well, we have to, we have to get to it because Jimbo here says our time's going to run.
We only got 7 minutes and they're actually listening to me the last 7 minutes.
I just want to tell you that I've just got back from Viva Las Vegas. Yay! It's a rock and roll rockabilly event that's the biggest in the world.
Wow.
Little Elvis.
At the event, I won a competition. I actually applied for it before I left England.
That's awesome.
And I've won the authentic original ladies swimwear competition.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
I have got some amazing pictures, Deborah. So if you have a look on my page,
I will. I will come to your page and see.
And also, my son, Sam, and we've been talking on your show because somebody else has seen what I've put and realized that I'm part of what she's been in as well.
I think that was Michelle, maybe? I can't remember who it was.
Michelle?
Well, yeah, we're at the world champion. Well, I'm not. I'm at home watching it.
Somebody did. She's
final
right.
In Florida, Orlando, Florida.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we've taken from the Bristol Academy, the Angels Academy it's called. We've taken about 16 of them all, and two already have won silver for England.
That's well, amazing. Awesome.
Today it was the senior team that won. It was the second team to win silver, and your America come first.
Well,
home field advantage.
Well, I guess. But
we have two more competing for England tomorrow and Sunday, which is the Dark Angels and Elite. They're representing England.
Glenn
and then my son is representing Genesis, the all-boy team, Genesis, in the hip-hop.
Cool.
Yeah.
And world, going for world championship.
Yay.
We're going for first.
That's
now,
wonderful.
There's only three in their competition, in their piece, there's only three entrants, so they're going to either come first, second, or third.
Okay. Oh, I am so proud of you, and I'm sure you're proud of your son.
Yeah, I am. I'm ecstatic. I can't tell you. My son is there with his girlfriend and all the teams having the most amazing time, and he hasn't had a holiday for years and years.
Well,
now. This is something, and I'm so grateful for him.
Well, Helen, we're going to have to end the show here, but if you have questions, would you please call us on Monday? We're going to be on.
No, I just was so excited to tell you.
Oh, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. I think it was in your cards that you were going to.
I'm really tired. I've got no makeup on, and I've been jet lagged since I come back home yesterday. But it's been a day and a half, and I haven't stopped sleeping.
You look beautiful. Veronica.
It's Facebook Messenger. You don't need makeup anyway.
Exactly. No one's seeing your makeup. You need to look at those Facebook.
Oh, I'm.
You'll be amazed.
As soon as the show is over, I am doing that.
Yes. You'll be amazed.
Stand by.
Good night, guys. Good night.
Wait.
Here's your rebel. Don't tell anyone.
That's Veronica.
Hello.
3 minutes.
Says you are loved. You are here for a reason.
Oh, wow.
And it doesn't get better than that.
You are awesome, Helen.
I have met so many amazing people, I can tell you, from all over the world.
International travel,
Well, blessings to you and your son, your family, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Yes, it's so cool to see you.
Yes, indeedy.
Oh, take care, sweetheart. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it's time to go.
All right, everybody. You know what time it is.
Yeah, we got about just under three.
Okay, I'm
taking a deep breath.
At work on the school. It's called PPU for Personal Prophecy
University. Not TCU, PPU.
If it's not OPP, then we're good.
No, isn't that?
That's right. Yeah, you know me.
And there will be an entirely free level starting out, so you can see if it's something you'd even like. I really feel bad when people pay for something and it turns out to be not a good fit. So you'll get a chance to play around with that.
True that.
And I should have my 800 number functional here real soon. We keep getting little glitches here and there. And,
that's our 2 minute warning.
Dive.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
All right. Anyway, I want to thank all of you. All of you are so amazing for us. We don't script our shows.
If somebody believes we script our shows, may God have mercy on their souls.
You are the show, every single one of you. Whether you are in the Facebook Live streaming. Okay, we got you.
Shut hole.
Or if you are on, Blog Talk Radio, remember, this is a overflow show from News for the Soul on Mondays because we tend to get a lot of calls. If you get a chance, visit newsforthesoul.com. Nicole has, I would say a little bit of everything and then some.
Well, she's like one of the top people that are always on their front page typically, so.
All right, pretty soon we're going to dance our way out of here.
Rock and roll, daddy-o. Uno momento.
And I just want to say, you can find me at psychiclovedoctor.com, right? Everybody, thank you.
You're bloody well right.
Yes.
Our friends in the UK.
Be safe this weekend, everyone.
That's super tramp.
Get lots of rest. And remember the words of Grandma.
Grandma.
Who said, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Take care, everybody. Bye. Bye.